Our style, the fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Tony Phillips. Welcome to Star Style with Wonderbra, giving you the lowdown on what's hot and what's not in Hollywood right now.
Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra. See more at wonderbra.co.uk.
If you're addicted to fashion favourite Desperate Housewives, Series 2, the extra juicy edition, is out this week.
Make no mistake, I'm like inches away from ripping off all your clothes right now.
I could die.
You look fine to me, honey.
As well as all 24 episodes, we're treated to the ladies revealing their favourite moments and a look at some of the storylines that never made it to air. On top of that, they've got an interview with the costume designer, all about how those glamorous outfits get picked.
Who's your favourite Spice Girl?
No one divides opinion like Victoria Beckham.
Hi, this is Victoria Beckham.
Her new book, That Extra Half an Inch, Hair, Heels and Everything in Between, is just out. It's basically the philosophy of fashion according to Posh. Love her all over, the lady can shop. So she must know something about fashion, right? Okay, don't answer that. Anyway, lots of glamorous photos, even if some of her insights don't exactly set the fashion world on fire. A bikini wax before going on holiday isn't exactly earth-shattering. Maybe one to put on your Christmas list if you don't want to fork out for it yourself.
I don't really want to go into that because I don't really know much.
Star Style Podcast.
Bushy brows are, well, big right now. After ditching the highlights, certain A-listers are going even darker and binning the tweezers too. Today. We're not suggesting every girl be popping into their local beauticians and asking for a Noel Gallagher, but would you consider getting in touch with your masculine side?
Ooh, the man, baby. Ooh, the man. You're the man.
I don't pluck. I have them threaded, which I highly recommend. I would have them bigger, but not obviously huge. No, not joined in the middle.
No, because there's too much pressure on how you look.
No, no,
I don't like it. I don't think it looks very attractive. It looks masculine.
Not too bad, but I don't know, it just looks a bit rough.
I've never, ever, ever plucked my eyebrows in my life, partly because I can't be bothered to go to Selfridges and get them threaded. My friend got them done yesterday. They look very good. I've seen hairy models in magazines. Is it right? I don't really care, to be honest.
No, because you look like a tramp.
It just looks better.
No, never. Because I think it looks terrible. It's like Madonna in the 80s.
Ladies with an attitude. What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
If you've really got nothing to wear for the Christmas party, where do you start? Not everyone wants to be an outrageous party girl. Some people just want to look chic, in which case, go for an LBD. Yes, I know it's a classic, but it doesn't have to be dull, especially if you pay attention to shape and texture. We recommend you take a look at DKNY, one of the best price designer ranges around. You can expect to pay north of £200, but you'll find cheaper, though equally as glamorous, at French Connection for £120.
Good, isn't it?
Heat. Look for details that flatter your shape. Strapless to show off great shoulders, and waist details to show off an hourglass shape. Cameron Diaz was seen out at an awards ceremony in one 3 weeks ago, and they have been flying off the shelves ever since. If you really want to make a splash, this season's LBDs come in the form of a kind of day dress, cocktail dress hybrid.
Star Style Podcast.
Time to talk teeth. If you went through months of teasing with braces strapped around your chops, you're not going to like this at all. No. You could have saved yourself the bother with a pair of clip-on teeth.
Are you kidding?
They're not cheap, but for a five-figure sum, you could have Julia Roberts smile. Okay, so maybe that was a bad example. Question is, would you fork out for falsies?
No, because I think my teeth are okay as they are.
No, there's not that much pressure to look good.
I have nice teeth, I don't need to.
No, I wouldn't. It wouldn't look good on my face.
How do you eat? You gotta take them out when you eat. I mean, what's the deal with that?
No, quite like my teeth.
No, I don't know. I don't really care about my teeth that much. If I was older and I was famous and I was in the public eye, I probably wouldn't want to wear braces.
No, you should get a brace. Oh, I've got a brace.
I was wearing them on Loose Women and they looked like they had, you know, Halloween teeth in. They was rubbish. They were rubbish.
Well, I think it's down to the individual. If they're comfortable and they like them and they think it works for them, then go for it.
Oh,
but
you ain't seen them. When you see them, they look like vampires' teeth. They look ridiculous. They really do.
No, I don't think I would. Just because I think we've got enough to worry about with all our makeup and that, so I don't want to have to worry about my teeth.
Someone is broadcasting on our carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio,
the podcast. This week we're
going for gold.
Or silver, or bronze, or, well, whatever you like, really. As long as it's metallic. Don't worry, the Henry Kelly look isn't about to make a return.
Bless you. What am I?
Shimmery, shiny, and sensational. Metallic is the must-have look at the moment. You can either go out gleaming in a glittery dress, or you can tone it down a bit with just a touch of sparkle by letting your accessories do the talking. There are lots of gold and silver skirts and tops around, and just because they are that colour doesn't mean that they have to be that expensive. Love UK has a great range, including a pair of daring gold hot pants. I think Kanye might be just a bit partial to those.
Yo, what up, y'all?
We've seen Lindsay Lohan out in a great pair of gold boots this week and spotted some really nice silver bags in Miss Selfridge.
Star Style Podcast.
If your man's quite tall and thin, you might want to check the label in his jeans. If they look very familiar, it might just be because he's wearing yours. It's become a bit of a trend for men of a certain size. They reckon that girls' jeans are tight around the derriere and so hang better around their skinny white ass. But would you be prepared to share your denim?
No. They wouldn't fit for a start. No. I don't think blokes should be wearing skinny jeans. Unless you're a rock star.
No. They don't look very manly in them, do they?
Every single guy should wear skinny jeans. Yeah, definitely. I wear his t-shirts, so.
Have done.
Really?
Yes.
And do they look good?
Yes. They're nice and tight.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I haven't tried it, so.
Not with my girlfriend's jeans because she's too small, but I have got girls' jeans, so yeah. Because they're tight.
They don't. No. Might stretch them out. Horrendous.
Probably won't fit in them. In the way that they're probably too big for him.
I think it's become a bit too like of a fad now, and it's very like River Island, and so everyone's wearing them, and they don't look so good.
Oh, like
skinny jeans.
Russell Brand. Oh, they look ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
They're
suction to their legs.
It looks stupid. Yeah.
The jeans that make for us are too tight for men. Like, no, they don't look right.
They just look gay.
Never, because it's pretty camp. Baggy for me every time. It's all about hanging low in their baggy trousers, I think. Ghetto style, if you like.
No way. If he wore my jeans, well, it's all bulging all over the place, you know, you've got this emo kind of thing going on, I don't like it. No, sorry.
Well, I'm hoping my bloke doesn't fit into my jeans, to be honest. If his ass is smaller than mine, then it's a bit of a worry.
One, two, three, four. Something for the weekend. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends. Plus, reviews of the best new tunes. And we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it. Or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.